Hey, everyone, and thank you for joining me here today at I-80 Sports. We're going to do a brief recap of Week 13 in the NFL. We got our traffic report segment with some news, our high-performance players, and a look in the rear view at last week's bets. Let's get into it. My co-host Steve has the night off, so thank you for joining me here alone today. We're doing the same thing we do every week, and we're starting today with the traffic group. The I-80 Sports Traffic Report, where you can find all your news and notes from the week. Touching on just a few of the top stories I pulled out from this week, we're going to start with Logan Thomas. Those waiting for Logan Thomas's return will have to wait another year. The Washington tight end suffered an ACL and MCL tear in only his second game back from his October thigh strain. He's going to miss the rest of the season. Logan Thomas was tight end 13 in points per game with 8.1 average this year, despite only playing five games in the 2021 campaign. In other news, Lions got their first win. They beat the Vikings. So congratulations to all our Lions fans out there. Amon-Ra St. Brown scored a touchdown as time expired, and the team dedicated their first win to the Oxford community, who earlier this week suffered from a deadly high school shooting. Emotional game for the town, emotional win for the Lions, and really, really great to see there. Moving on to Seattle Seahawks. They won 30-23, beating the 49ers, ending a rough spell for the team. The offensive effort was led by Russell Wilson, 30 completions on 37 attempts for 231 yards and two touchdowns. Lockett was on the receiving end of seven of those passes for 58 yards and a touchdown of his own. After the game, Seattle players pointed towards Lockett, who led an emotional team meeting prior to this weekend's game. They said he inspired the team. They said he did a great job being a leader in the clubhouse, and he was a leader on the field this week as Seattle comes up with a big upset win, 30-23 over. Finally, Gardner Minshew. Thought we were done talking about him after last season. We had a good performance this week for the Eagles as Philadelphia beat the Jets 33-18. His 20 completions and 26 attempts for 242 yards and two touchdowns was good enough to get the win and a good enough performance to, of course, bring some controversy to the quarterback battle. Jalen Hurts was missing that game with an injury. I'm not necessarily buying any of those rumors, but it won't stop the Philadelphia media from grabbing the bull by the horns and bringing on Minshew Mania. Jalen Hurts has been a much better fantasy quarterback than a real-life quarterback this season, of course. He's second overall in fantasy scoring, despite an 83.9 quarterback rating, 13 touchdowns, 18 interceptions, and leading the Eagles to a rough 5-7 start this season. Let's get on the positive note and talk about some of our high-performance players of this week. Your I-80 Sports High-Performance Players of the Week. Today, I'm going to start out with a player returning from injury. That is Kyler Murray. Only threw the ball 15 times, made 11 completions for 123 yards and two touchdowns. He also added 10 rushes of his own, 59 yards and two touchdowns. Looks like Kyler is back from injury and playing at a high level again. Next, I want to move on to a bell cow running back, Antonio Gibson. 23 rushes for 88 yards. And he added five grabs, 23 yards, and a touchdown. Those 28 total touches count as bell cow work for me, and Antonio Gibson is having a great season. Moving to the tight end position, George Kittle. Nine catches, 181 yards, and two touchdowns versus the Seattle Seahawks. The 49ers would go on to lose that game, but George Kittle is finally paying off for some of his fantasy football investors. Moving to last night's game and the Denver Broncos, the juggernaut himself, Javonte Williams, took advantage on the national spotlight. 23 rushes for 102 yards. He added six catches, 76 yards, and a touchdown. I love Melvin Gordon. Everyone here knows that. But with Melvin Gordon out, Javonte Williams really stepped up, paying up some of that draft capital, not only for fantasy football players, but for the Denver Broncos. Going to be really, really great there. Interesting to see what happens with Melvin Gordon this offseason. He's still really not that old. He's never really had a number one chance. But with Javonte Williams breathing down his neck, I would struggle to think that Javonte Williams won't become an everyday starting running back in the very near future. And let's finish up our high-performance players with Justin Jefferson. 11 catches, 182 yards, and a touchdown versus the Lions, who beat the Vikings. So that stat line didn't even help his team win the game. But Justin Jefferson, someone I was very, very high on, I ranked very highly heading into the season, paid off his investors 182 yards and a touchdown this week. Now, while I am alone, we need to talk about last Sunday's live stream, Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning, we're coming to you live, answering start sit questions and making predictions. We need to reflect on those predictions, and that is our next segment, taking a look in the rear view. The I-80 Sports Rear View, where we take a look back at topics from last week's show. It's Tom Malone, and I like to talk myself up. I'm going to talk about things we got right during Sunday's show. The first one is the Raiders' offensive breakdown. We thought they were going to run the ball. Josh Jacobs got all the work, 22 total touches, 13 rushes for 52 yards and a touchdown, added 9 receptions for 38 yards. We were wondering what he was going to do, being the only receiving back in town. 9 catches, 38 yards. I could like to see that go up a little bit, but the prediction was true. And we also talked about Darren Waller. Darren Waller was out, which means Renfro, the slot receiver, was going to get a little more value. He did not score a touchdown, but Renfro had 9 catches for 102 yards, becoming a bigger part of that offense in Darren Waller's absence. Moving on, talking about the Baltimore versus the Steelers game, Deontay Johnson. We mentioned that he was playing against the 32nd ranked pass defense, and he went 8 catches, 105 yards, and 2 touchdowns. We definitely call that on the live stream against the defense, allowing 275-plus passing yards per game. Ben Roethlisberger had a great week, got the win, and that kind of shut up the retirement rumors that were spreading earlier last week. But Deontay Johnson was definitely the beneficiary. We cover that on the live stream Sunday morning. Lastly, we're going to talk about Matt Stafford versus the Jaguars. We had a lot of roster questions, a lot of start-sit questions based around Matt Stafford this past week, and we told you you needed to start him if he was on your roster. That seemed to be the right call. 26 completions on 38 attempts, 295 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Matt Stafford's no longer the young guy he used to be and was fading before his bye week. But since his bye week, this is his second straight game, putting up great numbers for his fantasy holders. And Matt Stafford versus the Jaguars was a great call. We had to make it live. We had to make that decision ourselves, and we stuck with it. I know our contributor, Scott, had a very difficult quarterback decision. We tell you what we do. And he started Matt Stafford, and that would definitely paid off for him during this past week. Putting in a short show this week, it is 7:30 on a Monday, so NFL Monday Night Football is right around the corner. Can't wait to see this game versus the Bills and Patriots. It's going to be a great one, so I'm going to leave you guys with that. Nice short show. Have a great week.